It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, October 13th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American novelist Conrad Richter, born in 1890 in Tremont, Pennsylvania. His lyrical work is concerned largely with life on the American frontier in various time periods. His novel, The Town, from 1950, the last story of his trilogy, The Awakening Land, about the Ohio frontier, won the 1951 Pulitzer Prize for Fiction. His novel, The Waters of Kronos, won the 1961 National Book Award for Fiction. Two collections of his short stories were published posthumously during the 20th century, and several of his novels have been reissued during the last decade by academic presses. As a child, Richter lived with his family in several small central Pennsylvania mining towns, where he encountered descendants of pioneers of the 18th and 19th century who shared their family stories. These inspired him later to write historical fiction set on changing American frontiers. Attending local public schools, he finished his formal education when he graduated from high school at age 15. At 19, he started working as an editor of a local weekly newspaper, the Patton, Pennsylvania Courier. In 1911, he relocated to Cleveland and worked there as the private secretary to a wealthy manufacturing family. He worked subsequently for a small publishing company, initiated a juvenile magazine, and started writing short stories. During the 1930s, he also performed two brief stints as a screenwriter for MGM Studios in Hollywood. During the early 30s, he had numerous stories published in pulp magazines. His Early Americana and Other Stories from 1936 is considered his first successful book. He persisted with his work, gradually writing and publishing full-length novels set at different periods of American history on its ever-changing frontier. He may be best known for The Sea of Grass in 1936, set in late 19th century New Mexico, and featuring the conflict between ranchers and farmers. It was later adapted as a movie with the same title, directed by Elia Kazan and featuring Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy, released in 1947. His novel, The Light in the Forest, released in 1953, set in late 18th century Pennsylvania and Ohio, featured challenges faced by a young white man who had become an assimilated Native American after being taken captive as a child. After the boy returned as a youth to his white culture, he was considered suspicious. The novel also became very popular and had a second life as a movie, produced in 1958. Richter returned to the topic of the white child raised in an alien culture in his later novel, A Country of Strangers, from 1966. As noted by Ernest Cady in his review in the Columbus Dispatch, both books were written from the point of view of Native Americans. He wrote of Richter, "He simply tells how he thinks things were for both Indians and whites in a hard time of violence and danger and change on a raw frontier, and he does it so convincingly that the reader senses that this indeed is how it must have been." Conrad Richter died on October 30, 1968, of a heart attack at age 70. The best of his writing celebrates regional patriotism and provides an opportunity for each of us to think about our own small towns, our own haunted memories, and our own quest for the meaning of the past. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 13th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.